Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about collaboration in your crochet business. So collaboration is when you work together with another business so that you both benefit and both of you see your businesses grow. You see your audience grow, you see engagement increase, you see sales and profits rise. When you join together with another business, the idea is that you both benefit. What that looks like is going to be different for every business. So you'll often see collaborations in the form of sponsorship. So when it comes to pattern designers, you will see yarn brands sponsoring designers. So Crochet Crowd is sponsored by Yarnspirations. Crystals and Crochet is sponsored by Stylecraft. And the whole host of others, Sheepies, sponsor a whole range of designers. There's loads going on. And this is a form of collaboration. Both the designer and the yarn company get something out of this. The yarn company get to be able to show off patterns that have been made with their yarn. The designer gets the exposure from the yarn brand's followers. But there's all different kinds of collaboration. Sponsorship is just one of them. And collaboration can be just teaming up with another small business so that you can use both of your audiences to each other's advantage. So the only collaboration I have is with an independent yarn store here in the UK, and she makes the most wonderful yarn cakes. She spins them all together by hand, winds them all together by hand, I should say, and you get complete control over what colours you get in your cakes, which for me is fantastic because it means I can design my own cakes. Now, this isn't an affiliate sponsorship. I don't get paid to send her traffic. I do get a discount off the yarn. And she occasionally sends me freebies, not because she has to, but because she chooses to. And I tell my audience about her yarn. I put her links into my patterns. And it means we both benefit. We can both benefit from each other's audiences. I get a discount off the yarn and I get to create these gorgeous patterns while supporting another small business, which for me is fantastic because independent yarn makers, they need support. It's getting harder and harder out there for anyone in a small business. So we both get something out of this. Is that the best collaborative deal I can find? No, I should be able to find one that will pay me. But this one suits me. I don't feel under pressure to constantly put out content for this other store. It's a very relaxed relationship, but it does go both ways. This kind of collaboration suits me. What would suit you is going to depend entirely on you and your crochet business. Collaboration can also look like teaming up for market events. So on Facebook, these are quite popular. A group of small businesses team up and everyone advertises the event. So you get the combined effect of everyone's audiences. So you can get a dozen or more different small businesses teaming up to these events, everyone has to submit, say, 5 items that they are going to promote and sell at this event. They may be expected to put on a small discount to make it more appealing. But the idea is that every one of those businesses advertises the event. So everyone gets to benefit from each other's audiences. And it can really have quite a successful sales night doing that. I have taken part in these before in the past, and they were really good for getting extra sales. They are a lot of work because often these events have a theme. A theme just helps market it better, and then everyone knows what to expect. So it's not just a random sale. I mean, they can have themes around Christmas, fairies, rainbows, black and white. The theme can be quite broad or it can be quite niche. And usually they say have one brand new item at least that's never been seen before that you're going to sell at these events. And they can be really, really good for business. They can also increase your following because new people have discovered you and want to find out more about your crochet in the future. And they can be profitable as well. You do have to put in the work. The more you advertise it, the more you'll get out of it. And you'll get invited to more events or accepted to more events, the more successful you are. And these are basically like online craft fairs. That's the general premise behind it. But they are very popular and they can be fantastic for sales. So there's all kinds of different collaborations that you can enter into to essentially borrow someone else's audience to grow your own. And what suits you is going to be different to everyone else. So borrowing someone else's audience is part of that collaboration. If you're teaming up with another business, you are essentially getting in front of their audience in order to grow your own. So when you're choosing other businesses to team up with, it's got to be someone that aligns with your crochet but doesn't compete. That's why yarn brands and designers team up so well. Because the yarn company needs to show what kind of patterns can be created with their yarn, and designers need yarn to make their patterns, which they then can show and tell their audience where that yarn comes from. It's the perfect team up. But what would look good for you? Well, if you're selling kids' hair bows or accessories, can you team up with another kids' brand? Maybe one that does kids' bags, kids' clothing, events for kids. There's different directions you can go, and it just depends on if you have similar audiences. Because there's no point teaming up with someone who has an audience who has zero interest in what you have to offer. So if you are selling nursery decor, there's no point in teaming up with a brand that is geared for teenagers or young teenagers. Those don't go. So it's got to be something that fits well. It's got to be something that makes sense and that you can both benefit from. And what that benefit is going to be up to you. Is there going to be an exchange of money? Is one brand going to pay the other? That is going to depend on how big each other audiences are. If there is a big difference, say the business you want to team up with has a far bigger audience, then they may well charge you for the advertisement. The bigger your audience is, the better chance and the better deal you'll get as part of this team up, sponsorship, collaboration, whatever it's looking like. But not all collaborations need to have money involved. These market events I was talking about, these online craft fairs, they generally don't have money involved at all. It's all about mutual benefits from growing an audience and getting sales from each other's audience. So there's no cash involved. Sometimes there might be a buy-in if the organiser wants to put out some ads to promote the event wider. But often, you just need to give your time and some posts to advertise the event. Collaborations can be very, very successful if both parties keep their end of the bargain. These team-ups, these getting-togethers, they can last for years. A successful partnership benefits both, and you both want to stay in the deal. But there's also time limits to some of these. Some are temporary. Maybe if you've got a brand new product and you just want to team up for the duration of your promotion campaign, well, that's fine too. They don't have to be long-term deals. They can be very short-term deals. The online craft fairs, the partnership only lasts for as long as the event takes to finish. Once it's done, you go your separate ways. The organiser might put out a call for the next market event, and you may or may not get into the next one if you want to do it again. So these partnerships, they look different depending on what you're looking for. Some of them are paid deals. Some of them you'll get products sent to you. Some of them are just mutually beneficial by borrowing each other's audiences. You have to decide what looks best for you. It's a great way of getting in front of a new audience that you know would be interested in what you have to offer because you have the same target audience. And it will grow your audience, it will grow your following, it can grow your newsletter list, and it can grow your sales and profits. And it can do so in a very short time. More so than trying to do this by yourself. Collaborations are becoming more common. Even in online products, patterns, ebooks, courses, all these kind of businesses are also collaborating together. And it is a case of people coming together, a group of businesses, to promote each other through affiliate links, through their newsletters, through their social media, to benefit each other. And it's becoming one of the bigger ways to grow your business because it's fast. If you team up with the right business, it's very quick and easy to get in front of new people and grow your following. And it just gets around all the issues with the social media algorithms and then making it harder to get seen organically without having to pay for ads, without boosting posts. It's quick, it's easy, it's efficient. And it's very, very common these days. So with so many people doing it, you know it's a successful way of doing things. It's just that you have to keep up your end of the bargain in order to make it work. So choose who you're going to collaborate carefully, because the wrong partnership can just be a waste of time, but the right partnership can make your business soar through the rooftops. So if you want to know how to pick and approach other businesses in order to collaborate, we'll be talking about that over in Hooked on Success, my exclusive podcast membership. So if you would like to know more about collaboration and how to go about it and what kind of terms you can offer, then come and join us at crochetbusinessschool.com/success. And you can join the membership now and listen into that episode right now. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/thewipclub.